without further ado, I want to get to what some people regard as the highlight,
rain.
And others regard as the low light of the week, which is the reports from the fleets. Those 4 minutes of fame for a BI crew member who has been given the task of summarising in a few well-chosen words the experience of a week on Blind Week. So, without further ado, can I introduce you to Fleet One's two BIs, John and Gerard, who warned us of a double act event.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I introduce you to the raconteur of the legend of Blind Week, Mr. John Moore. See you, and I think it's probably just as well, but I don't start on a bit of a serious note. I'm here because I belong to Blind Veterans, and I wanted to see if anybody here had a military career and they're now sight impaired, they must think about joining it. It's brilliant. Well, I haven't met anybody, so I'll let that go. But having had a lovely week, I'd like to thank everybody that's contributed to this, because When you're sight impaired, it doesn't work against you. You meet such fantastic people. You really do. And I can honestly say that. I've been 5 years in this state, and I've met people I've never, ever met before, and they are brilliant. So there is a spin-off. But going back to what we did this week, it was brilliant. The first day, I think the thing that really struck us was somebody spotted dolphins. Well, that's nice. Having been at sea on my own for many years, I can honestly say, what you've got to do if you want to see dolphins, you've got to howl. And it sounds like a wolf howl, and it does work. So next year,
your I'll demonstration.
Go around howling. well, it sounds like a wolf howl. I will try. The other thing we thought was very, very funny was a guy using his frying pan as a foghorn. What I'd like to think is that you all go to Tesco's and test the bloody frying pans before you buy them. Test them for sound. And what was the other thing that was very, very funny that we heard about?
The taste testing. The food testing.
Oh, God, yeah. We went up the river to a pontoon, and we were joined by a fleet of crabs, Cornish crabs, or Cornish shrimpers, and they were having a cooking bake-off, and they needed a sightless tester, and it's behind me now. And he was, Rob can't see a thing, but he was a damn good taster. He was even going round for seconds. So we've all had a damn good time, absolutely fantastic, and I'd love to thank everybody that contributed to it. And I've been really well looked after, and I've bored them stiff with my stories. But I don't think I actually repeated myself once. Now, I'd like to hand over to Gerard, who's going to give you a more professional approach to all this. Thank you for listening.
I've written a bit of a spoof. I hope nobody will be offended. This is BBC Radio 4. In a moment, as the breakup of the UK continues, Ambry exits, as Ambridge seeks independence from England in the Archers. And Jazza stands for UKIP. But first, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guards Agency on Sunday, the 24th of June, 2016, prepared especially for Blind Week. There are warnings of tapping canes and sunglasses, including some Great Western trains, Southerly, VI VIPs on board with sandwiches and Super Saver returns. Cars, silly automatic, moving very rapidly over Cornwall, ferrying sailors. Expected soon. On board the yacht, special dietary requirements discussed. Yeah. Vegetarian, gluten free. I won't eat fish. Challenging, becoming annoying by Wednesday. Biscuits, variable, chocolate assortment good, then digestives, boring, becoming soggy later. Baileys, beverages, wine, white, red, prosecco, hand-pulled ales, tribute, Doomba, proper job,
yeah.
Warm, good, visibility now poorer. Occasionally feeling rough, becoming windy later.
Home now.
Air Force 8 expected soon. You can find cabins. Beer Kitty, Rock Hall, becoming soddle by
oh, Christ.
Blue, toilet, heads, fragrance good, becoming smelly, now rising, blocked by Thursday
evening.
Poor. Fitzroy, Roy Fitzgerald, and Gerald Fitzroy, sharing after bunk, rising slow. 5 to 6 inches, steady. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, squally showers continue till Friday. Fair Isle, cardigan, fleecy jumper, cold, now becoming warm. Now the area forecast for the next 24 hours. Attempts at pirate's accents, moderate, occasionally poor, becoming good in the pub later. Attractive women on board. Shannon. Sharon. Slapping Harriet. Hoping to hook up later with swinging Maureen. Now rising. Showers later. Fastnet, fishnet stockings, good, now falling. Southeast Iceland 2, England 1. Brexit 52, Remain 48, pressure now rising on Andy Murray for Wimbledon. And that concludes the shipping forecast for the whole of Blind Week. Yeah.
Don't say anything. I'm going home. Can I get out this way?
That's what you want to say. I'm going
home.
That was very good.
He's a very right Radio 4 playwright.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No. He's got an advantage, though.
I need another drink. Yeah.
Well, I don't know if I can quite follow that. That was a very good summing up of the week from, I think, every single cruise point of view on that trip. But let me say, first of all, thank you to the VRA who found Lofty's watch. Very appreciative of it, and I would also like to thank my crew, the good old Coots crew, for being such a wonderful crew. I'd never sailed before, didn't know anyone, didn't know anything about sailing, didn't know what to expect, but I've had an absolutely wonderful time all week. I think I've done just about everything there is to be done on a boat that can be done. I've been plagued with indigestion. We've had various nicknames for the boat, including Onesie and Stella. But it's been absolutely brilliant. And the camaraderie of sailing, well, yeah, definitely, 100%. Everyone's been absolutely brilliant. Including poor Sam, who got lumbered with me, sort of falling to pieces last Wednesday when I thought I wasn't going to be able to get off Pete's boat because it was so high and I couldn't see behind me in the dark to get off. I've been getting on and off great all week and then suddenly just lost it. But no, I'm definitely hoping that I'll get a spot next year to come back and do some more. And I would encourage any VIs out there that are with us, tell your friends, get your friends out there, and just go for it. Now, where we went, we went to Plymouth on Sunday. We then came back to Foy on Monday, and when we were on our way to Plymouth on Sunday, we were downwind, which was a bit hairy, but good fun.
Time up.
But we came back to Foy on Monday. Tuesday we then came back to Falmouth, and Wednesday had an impromptu visit to Pendennis Castle, organised by our wonderful Commodore Lucy, who hopefully will win this race this weekend.
Yeah.
And yesterday we went to Milo, and then ended up back here today, ready, unfortunately, to go home tomorrow.
Yeah.
Aww. So all I can say is thank you to everyone for making this week a wonderful, wonderful week, and I'm glad that you've all enjoyed it as much as we have.
Yeah, I'll be fine. Yeah. I think I'm going to stand up. I don't fancy doing it sitting down. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Hello, I'm Jeannie, and my sister Terry and I, who were allocated to a boat called Tiga 2, and that's skipped by Alex, who is our fleet leader. And also on our boat we had Alex's dad as our cabin boy, And then we had what's your name again? And we had a lovely time there, and the weather forecast was so bad that we we decided on Wednesday not to go sailing, so we had the best day Ooh. Of the week for a walk. And, some people went to the some other parties went to the Maritime Museum and found that they had a lovely time. Everyone had a lovely time. We walked to the pub and we sampled some proper job and some lovely chips. And then we walked back and that was fantastic. And then the next day we went off to the Truro River. Yeah, Smugglers. Ended up at Smugglers for a lovely barbecue and some more jokes from Mark. some more singing. And that was last night, and a lovely barbecue. And then we ended up doing a bit of sailing back up here amongst the tea drinking and using up the leftovers. The sausage stew was getting a bit boring, but okay. But never mind, it's very delicious. Thank you, Alex. I need to wind things up. So I didn't think I'd be doing thank yous, but really, you know, big thank you to my lovely crew. I'll have to say, Alex and Hugh, their surname is Watley, so we became the Watley crew.
Yeah, yeah, really. Had a fantastic time. Thank you very much. And thank you.
Splendid. Thank you very much. Stand up. Oh. Thank you. Good evening, everyone. I'm going to start somehow, haven't I? Well, it's lovely to be here. It's lovely to see everybody here. Well, I suppose to see everybody here. The last time that I spoke to a crowd of this sort of size was when I was best man for my best friend's wedding a couple of years ago. And I didn't drink or eat anything beforehand. I've taken a slightly different approach this time. For those who don't know me, I'm Robert Johnson. I am a bit of a newbie to Blind Week, although I've done bits of sailing elsewhere before. And I rather landed on my feet being on the wonderful Buccaneer Charlie. Yay! Yay! Along with Fiona and Skipper Neil and Julie. It's a good job I've remembered everyone's names. We were a fleet of six, so along with us was, and I know I'm going to forget all the boat names now at this point. So there was a Winnie the Pooh reference earlier, and I have to say, I did think of, I was thinking of this earlier, that you know, us being quite a large boat, and along by our side a lot of the time was the very little plucky what's his name?
Whiffle,
that's it. Whiffle. Yeah. Always there, sometimes. Sometimes actually overtaking us. Very occasionally. Also in the fleet was, I am going to get all the names wrong now. I've just been rereading them on my phone, just in the hope that I would try and remember them. But all the way from east, having had a great adventure on the way here, was...
Rosella.
Thank you. Rosabella. Hey! Tim Thomas, absolutely.
Fusion 4.
Sorry, Fusion 4. I'm glad you said that, actually, because I couldn't remember whether it was 2 or 4, but okay, so... So, Fusion 4, wherever you'd like to cheer, wherever you are.
Outreach.
Yeah, thank you. Outreach, is it 2? Yeah, Outreach 2, which is a UKSA boat, I think,
yeah,
isn't it?
Right.
So
yeah.
Thanks to UKSA for giving us that companion on this ship.
Mrs. Robinson.
Absolutely. And Mrs. Robinson. It's very difficult to think about Mrs. Robinson without almost bursting into song. I'm not going to do it, but... okay, so... so we've had... Sorry, one more minute. Well, I think other people got a bit longer than this.
Go on then. I can try.
So I gather that it's customary to say a few things and some funny things. I can't, I'm afraid, follow the first one of these. And also, actually asking around, there doesn't seem to have been that many hilarious incidents. I've been regaled endlessly with tales of people walking the plank and almost stepping into midair and whatever, and I don't think that actually anybody has gone for a swim. Well, not inadvertently, anyway. One of the things talked about at the beginning of this week, both in Will's speech and also in the VI awareness session that I took part in, was the word empowerment. And I think this kind of event is brilliant for empowering us as visually impaired people to be able to do things in a very independent sort of way. That a lot of the time, obviously we can't drive, thankfully. but actually, to be able to have the freedom to be able to steer a boat, to be able to actually make a real difference as a genuine member of the team, as a member of the crew, not simply as a passenger, as a hanger-on, is I think, really powerful. I think some people have taken this slightly too far, though. This morning at Helford, we found, I think, people from three different boats in the water leaving their VI crew on board.
Is that bad?
Slightly extreme, I think, possibly. Hopefully they all got back on board before the boat was taken off. I mean, after a week of sailing, hopefully everybody would have been in a position, I think, to take the boats off somewhere. Or not, I don't know. I'm trying to remember my two other examples. Hang on one second. Okay, Mrs. Robinson also took this a little too far, I think. Instead of, as we did, sitting out the wind on a mooring over the river the other day, they decided to get in the car and drive off to a tin mine. And they tell me that the tin mine was presented as many obstacles as a boat does. So, on the boat, obviously, we're all trying to miss the boom. Well, actually, not a bucket in Charlie. The boom's so high up, you can't be hit by it. But everybody else on these smaller boats, forever trying to miss it. But apparently, they were trying to miss rocks and whatnot. But what I'm actually worried about is the fact that at the beginning of the week, Will was very clear there were no VI passengers. What were they doing in the car?
Fair point, well made.
The other example, the other thing in this is I understand that there was a little diplomatic incident involving Rosabella. Have I got the right name?
Yeah.
Well, that's good. A shocking memory. I gather that they had a bit of a run-in with a French boat. I mean, obviously, normally this would be absolutely fine, but in the current climate, goodness knows what happened. But, empowering your crew to handle diplomatic incidents sounds like it's slightly beyond, I think, what everyone was expecting from this. As others have said, this week is a brilliant opportunity for us. I think for everybody, and I don't mean, when I say us, I don't mean just the visually impaired people here, but I think for everybody, I think a lot of the sighted crews are sighted, well, hopefully sighted skippers, take something away from this, helping their communication skills, helping them to think in a different way about the way that they sail, and I think for those of us who are visually impaired, I think it is brilliant to actually, as I said at the beginning of this, to be there, to be part of a team. And teams gel in different ways. In our one, we gelled, we knew that we had gelled once we started being rude to each other. And Julie is stealing my thunder here. I'm not a fan of tomatoes. And this has been rubbed in at every possible moment throughout this. Poor Julie has had to give up her whole sailing cooking repertoire in order to serve me things that don't include tomatoes. So I say this now, if I ever come on this thing again, which I hope I will, I don't do tomatoes. Hang on, almost. So just a quick thank you. Thank you to Will. Thank you to the people here. I have to say, at the beginning of the week, when they said that we could use the facilities here as much as we wanted, I didn't expect to be using them again until today. The wind last week rather scuppered that thought. But we made good use of the facilities. But also, I hope you'll excuse me for thanking specifically Neil and Julie for being extremely hospitable. They have a wonderful boat to be on anyway, but they have been wonderfully warm and welcoming, and this has been a fantastic week. Thank you.